Sometimes companies shrink their products. Think of like a smaller bag of potato chips, but then they charge the same price as the bigger bag. Economists call that shrinkflation. Here are Greg Rosalsky and Stacey Vanek Smith with NPR's Indicator podcast.
A couple weeks ago, Edgar Dworsky walked into a Stop and Shop grocery store in Somerville, Massachusetts.
I looked in the cereal aisle.
Edgar searched the aisle, hoping to find the smoking gun, but he was too late. The store had already replaced old General Mills cereal boxes with newer ones.
So I started walking around the store, and then lo and behold, there's an end aisle display of some General Mills cereals.
The tip Edgar had received was right on the money. General Mills had downsized the content of their family-sized boxes from 19.3 ounces to 18.1 ounces.
I actually took them up to the scanner, and they all rang the same, even though they were different sizes.
Edgar is a former Massachusetts Assistant Attorney General and a longtime consumer advocate. He has spent decades tracking these crimes
of shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation?
The term shrinkflation is actually somewhat new, but Edgar actually prefers referring to the practice by like an older name, downsizing. It means the same thing, and it's probably as old as mass consumerism.
Edgar says that companies tend to resort to shrinkflation for the same reason that they resort to inflation, which is when they have to deal with rising business costs.
Because consumers are not net weight conscious. They're price conscious, but not net weight conscious.
So it's like stealth inflation, basically.
It is a sneaky way to pass on a price increase.
So if consumers were like the rational creatures depicted in, you know, classic economic theory, we wouldn't be tricked by shrinkflation.
Right. We'd be all about the net weight.
We would keep our eyes on the price per Cocoa Puff.
So a lot of consumers are pretty oblivious to shrinkflation, but many consumers are not. And some people get very, very into this. In fact, there's a whole thread on the website Reddit that is just dedicated to shrinkflation. Recently, of course, Greg, there was a post about the downsizing of General Mills cereal.
So we reached out to General Mills about reports that they're downsizing their cereals as part of this strategy. So they provided us with this statement. The change, they say, quote, allows more efficient truck loading, leading to fewer trucks on the road and fewer gallons of fuel used.
So they're saying that making smaller boxes of Cocoa Puffs is better for the planet?
You know what? I'm not here to judge them, but maybe Edgar is.
Well, it sounds like PR speak.
If this keeps up, though, I'm like imagining this like Lilliputian dystopia where we're like all forced to like eat miniature candy bars and drink tiny drinks and wipe our bottoms with teeny tiny squares of paper. But hopefully not. Greg Rosalsky.
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.